Off the Ball, GAA.
Like the names you mentioned there, they have a lot of medals, and Howard probably the standout of all of them, but there could be a bit of mind games too by Gerard Brennan in this as well. Like, you can guarantee, like, we're all asking the question, who's he on about? And you can guarantee the players that are going to be at home going, is he on about me? And when they're turning up to training probably tonight, maybe there's a bit more oomph in him.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
John, staring down the barrel of yet another League of Ireland campaign, how are you feeling?
Yeah, good. We've had a good pre-season, sort of. We're back since probably second week of December. Big changes, you know, a lot of changes in our management team, a lot of changes on the pitch. We've a complete new squad, really. And so big challenges to us. But yeah, looking forward to it. We've had a number of games so far. So everyone is first home game, you know, to Drogheda. So we're hoping for a full house and kick off from then.
Did you get much of a chance to rest after, I suppose, the final game of the season? Because you weren't sure if you were going to be in that relegation playoff position or not. But after getting over that, was it immediately eyes on to this season?
Yeah, I suppose it was a number of things. Obviously, a number of the players, you know, I suppose the players were being let go. Players were leaving. So it was obvious that we were going to have to build a complete new team. Certainly, there was work going on and trying to recruit players before the end of the season for next season. So there was a lot of work on that. And since then, it's been really recruiting and making plans for the off season in terms of training, in terms of the pre-season trip. And so it was a lot of work. I suppose as any football manager, you know, it's a 24/7 job, and you just get on with it and deal with it. And I suppose the downtime in terms of the fact that, you know, matches probably takes a little bit of pressure off. But at the same time, you're responsible for the signings and stuff. So yeah, from that point of view, you know, a lot of work has gone on, yeah.
Obviously, you mentioned a lot of players out, a lot of players in. Similar enough to the teams you were kind of battling against near the end of the season, Sligo and Waterford, they've pretty much adopted the same transfer approach. Like, how do you think that'll pan out when you get into the season? Is it difficult to predict how you'll come up against those teams?
Yeah, that's always a challenge. You know, I suppose, you know, compared to other years, probably Sligo have much more a settled team based on, they kept most of the players from last season. Yeah, obviously with Dundalk coming up, you know, Waterford obviously with John taking charge, they seem to have a lot of changes as well. Ourselves, you just don't know. You know, you can bring in a lot of players, you need them to gel, you need to see how they perform under pressure. It's one thing in training, it's another thing when you're in front of 4,000 or 5,000 people and how you react. So yeah, time will tell on that.
Obviously, John going over to Waterford, he brings with him a lot of knowledge that you've obviously imparted on him. Do you think that'll make Waterford an even more difficult challenge this season?
I think every game, you know, I think it's we found in the last couple of seasons that the Premier Division has gone right to the wire in winning it and then who goes down. So very, very tight games, and you know, every club, every team at their best can give everyone a game, and you see that with the results. There's no real, you know, massive discrepancies in the scorelines. So you know, I think it's we just have to wait and see how the first 8-9 games go and how things pan out. Obviously, you know, you'll have the same number at the top. You know, you expect Rovers, Derry, Shells, you know, Bows, you know, and then Pats probably. And it's then up to the rest to see, is there anyone out of that pack and come up and challenge, maybe Drogheda. So I suppose, look, we won't get a handle on that until we get through maybe 8 or 9 games.
Have you, I suppose, been able to even look at objectives? I know you mentioned they're obviously waiting for those 8 or 9 games. Is that when you'll realistically have an idea of what you'll be aiming for this season?
Yeah, well, the main objective for the moment is that there's so much work gone into Galway United, and the fact we spent so long in the First Division and got out of it 3 years ago and stayed in the Premier Division, is trying to make sure that we can consolidate our position, which is always a challenge because it's everything is full time, it's so competitive. So but after that, you just wait and see how things develop over maybe, you know, the first 10-12 games and see where you're at.
On episode 2 of Richie McCormick's Sliding Doors podcast, the stories behind the transfers that almost happened but just about didn't. Focuses on one of the greatest of all time, Pelé.
Pelé. Baba, back to Pelé. Now what's he going to do? He's got the third! Oh, beautiful goal!
And how the Santos superstar nearly swapped Brazil for Hanover. And how a Nazi ice machine salesman nearly pulled the deal off. Dropping in your OTB football podcast feed this Monday. Richie McCormick's Sliding Doors.
Obviously, you'll hope to get a bit of consistency under in those games, but you know, the scheduled drainage work during the summer for Eamon DC Park, does that put you in a bit of a strange position, because you're not going to really be playing at home, but yeah, equally you're not given other teams an advantage over you either?
Yeah, well, the challenge will be when we move to Pierce Stadium, because the Galway GAA have been really fantastic to us by giving us their grounds and that. And it's very close to our own ground, so, but it will be a challenge because it's a much bigger stadium, and how we cope with that and how I suppose we monopolise the crowds, and can we develop it and get bigger crowds to the game. So that's a challenge for us. It's certainly not ideal, but we've no choice. But to be fair to Galway GAA, the fact that we're literally going down the road helps massively.
Francis Lombardo is back with you for this season. There's no ill will towards him after being at Sligo last year?
No. Francis, local lad, know him really well. Was crucial in the year we got promoted, scored some vital goals for us, and came to a bit of a crossroads in his career at the end of the season before last. And you know, I'm close to him, so we both agreed it was better that he went elsewhere to experience football in other clubs, which he did. And then he came back at the end of the season and asked would he come back in, and you can see there's a maturity about him which hopefully will stand to him. So no, there was never an issue between me and Frans Lee, because I've been close to him over the last 5 or 6 years.
Drogheda United, first game of the season, always a difficult ask, but on top of that as well, home advantage, so that's a nice one to have.
Well, it's crucial for us to try and get a full house, which obviously opening day of the season, you want to have 5,000 people in Terryland Park. You know, the thing with Kevin is that he's kept a really settled team. You know, you look at from the goalkeeper to the back five to the middle of the park. You know, he's the same team that has won the cup 2 years ago, and they've been fantastic in the league. You know, probably we looked like they were going to get Europe last year and lost out in the last couple of games, and then he's after bringing in Brandon Kavanagh, you know, who we all know is an absolutely fantastic flair player. Lost Markey, but replaced with Brandon Kavanagh, probably a younger version of Darragh Markey in a way. And but he's kept all his squad, and you look at him and you're thinking, you know, he's brought in a few new players as well. But certainly they're a team that people haven't given credit for over the last couple of years, and it wouldn't surprise me if they were up battling at the top as well.
You mentioned obviously trying to sell out the stadium for a game like this. How difficult has it been, I suppose, over the last year to kind of get fans driving back into Eamon DC Park?
It hasn't been really, because our crowds have gone up, you know, year on year. I think our average crowd last year was 3,200. You know, we've come from a low base of 600 or 700 people going back 5-6 years ago. So we have a lot of families, a lot of young kids coming. Certainly the noise from the league and of the younger people coming to the games, and the coverage and profile has certainly helped. It's just that Galway is such a sports mad city. Mm-hmm. You know, Gaelic is really strong, hurling is really strong, Connacht rugby is strong, and we're in the mix, and you must, you know, you're fighting for a lot of the same people, so you must be attractive and you must create the atmosphere. And a lot of work has been done by the club, and you know, so I'd be confident that our crowds this year will go up again.
Obviously, I presume the highest attendances are for the Galway Sligo Rovers matches, but if you look at the new National League coming in, and obviously Mayo FC being involved in that, is it your hope that in the future it'll drive even more people to go into matches, especially if you have another derby in the west of Ireland?
I think that's a long way off. I think the good thing for Sligo and Galway is that you have two teams in the west of Ireland that are in the Premier Division, which I think is important. I think, you know, both clubs need each other. You need that competitive rivalry, but it's certainly both clubs benefit from the increased attendances, and I think that's very important for that. Mayo have a long way to go at the moment, and that division, third division, is a long way to go, so in time you'd hope that would happen, but that certainly won't happen in the next few years.
John Coughlin, thank you so much, and best of luck with the season ahead.
Thanks very much.